Plus 49.
Bienvenidos to another edition of Plus 49. My name is Sigrid Arteaga, and I will be your host this episode. October is already settling in with its crisp mornings, golden afternoons, and that gentle hum of change that is in the air. We're back with another round of stories, news, and cultural snapshots from life here in Germany. I know some of us are still quietly mourning the end of summer. I have to admit, I'm one of them. But autumn has its own kind of magic. It invites us to pause, to notice the slower rhythm of a season, and maybe it's time to reflect on how we ourselves are settling in. So let's grab something warm to drink, maybe a strong coffee or two, maybe a cup of apple punch if you're feeling cozy, and make yourselves comfortable. Because today we're talking with Sukesh Dash. He's the co-founder of My Relocator, an Indo-German brand of N2L GmbH. The company helps German employers hire, relocate, and onboard highly skilled professionals from India, offering end-to-end support that goes far beyond paperwork. One of their key initiatives right now is to focus on training and guiding opportunity card visa holders as they search for jobs and find their footing in the German labor market. What a task they have. My Relocator is a story about work, but also about belonging, opportunity, and the bridges that connect people across borders. So let's start. Let's begin with what is happening this week in Germany, especially the news that matters the most to international migrants and anyone finding their own rhythm here in Germany. First, a big change for travelers. Starting October the 12th, Germany will begin introducing the new European Entry Exit System, or EES. For non-EU citizens, means passport stamps are being replaced with a quick biometric scan, fingerprints, and or a photo, to make border crossings smoother and more secure. It will start rolling out first at Düsseldorf Airport and gradually expand to Frankfurt, München, and beyond over the next year. In politics, Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt has stirred debate with a proposal to create new return centers outside of Europe to handle deportations more efficiently. But in a surprising twist, the same plan includes giving asylum seekers early access to the labor market, just after 3 months. So, while the headlines sound strict, there's also a recognition that integration starts with opportunity. Meanwhile, in Eisenhüttenstadt, near the Polish border, a fascinating experiment is underway. The town is offering rent-free trial living for people, including internationals, who are considering moving there. It's a part of a plan to breathe new life into regions facing population decline, and who knows, it might just become a model for other cities trying to attract new residents. Over in Hamburg, voters are preparing for a referendum this weekend on two big issues: introducing a universal basic income, pilot program, and a tightening local climate laws. The outcome could shape national debates on social policy and sustainability, so this is something to watch. And finally, some practical update for everyday life. This month, doctors' offices across Germany are adopting the new electronic patient file system, meaning your medical information can now travel with you digitally. No matter what doctor, what city you visit, it doesn't matter, it's supposed to be there. That is great news for expats who move around or prefer English-speaking doctors in different regions. Changes move slowly here, but they do move. And as we know, once Germany upgrades its system, it actually and usually does it with precision. Let's turn from policy to people and explore a little German tradition that says a lot about how community works here: the Stammtisch. If you have ever wandered into a pub or beer garden and see a sign that says Stammtisch, That's not just decoration. It means reserve for the regulars. This is a table where the same group meets week after week to chat, debate, and unwind. It is a centuries-old tradition, and it's still going strong. At a Stammtisch, you will find a mix of laughter, local gossip, deep discussions about everything, from football to politics, and a comforting sense of familiarity. It's also about friendship, but scheduled friendship. Remember, everything here is scheduled. For newcomers, joining a Stammtisch might sound intimidating, but if you're invited, it's a real sign of belonging. It means you're being welcomed into an inner circle that values your company and your perspective. So next time someone mentions their Stammtisch, ask about it. You might find that once you've been twice, you've already been part of a regular crowd, and that's how community starts to feel like home. There's a special kind of magic in the air right now. The kind that smells like wood smoke, apples, and fresh earth. The trees are dressed in shades of red, orange, and gold, and across Lower Saxony, pumpkin farms are opening their gates to the visitors. If you're looking for a wholesome, cozy weekend plan, here are a few spots worth visiting. Let's start with El Casa Hoflieferanten in Springe. Their open-air pumpkin festival is a favorite among locals. Think fairy lights, hay bales, steaming bowls of pumpkin soups, that one that you drink and you feel warm from inside, and the sound of laughter from families carving their masterpieces. It is the perfect mix of country charm and autumn cheer. Then head to Hofkrähe in Gehrden, where you can wander through fields of bright orange pumpkins and browse stalls full of local produce. It's calm, welcoming, and a great spot for an afternoon stroll, Spaziergang, maybe with a hot drink in hand. For something a little bit more playful, then is Kürbishof Kordes in Kirchenlitten. It is famous for its pumpkin displays, towers, sculptures, and art pieces that turn the humble pumpkin into pure imagination. Hof Bartels in Hoste also transforms into a mini autumn village each year, complete with glowing lanterns, hay mazes, and homemade cakes that smells so good to resist. And don't miss Brandeshof, known for its farm market packed with seasonal goodies, from jams, honey, and everything that tastes like fall. Each of these places offers the same rewards, a day offline, to take a deep breath of crisp air and a reminder that simple pleasures, good food, warmth, and community are what makes the season so special. So grab a scarf, a friend, the family, and let's go to Hanover countryside to remind ourselves that autumn, it's also when the life slows down. And this brings us to the end of this week's at Plus 49. I hope you enjoyed today's mix of news, tradition, and seasonal magic. And maybe even found a new idea for your weekend. Let us know if you went to the countryside of Hanover. And as always, thank you for listening and for being part of this growing community of expats, locals, and everyone in between who calls Germany their home. If you have questions, cultural curiosities, or stories to share, reach out. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and take a moment to enjoy the changing colors around you. I am Sigrid Arteaga, and it has been a pleasure. Hasta la próxima.
Hello, everyone. Today at Plus 49, we have with us Sugesh Das, the co-founder for Cater. How are you doing, Sugesh?
I'm good, and thanks for having me.
I loved how you were presented because it actually, because I would say Sukesh, but apparently it has another type of the way how you say it.
Yeah, it's Sukesh is the correct way to pronounce, correct.
I love your name. Where does it come from?
I also don't know actually how my father and mother came up with this name. So.
It happens the same. My name is Sigrid, and I only know that it comes from Sweden. And to be honest, I have absolutely no idea how my parents came to it. But here I am, and here we are, and we're both migrants from Germany. And how did you arrive here?
So actually, my wife relocated to Germany for her studies, and then I relocated after that. But before that, I used to, I have experience in working in the European markets. And because I worked previously for a Dutch company, and I was responsible for developing the markets in Germany, and specifically Berlin. So I have been working in the, I know the German market since 2010.
So Germany is sort of your expertise, and one of the reasons why you decided to do to your own very company.
Yes. So it all happened because of the because we identified a need for support from the international professionals. So I started MyRelocator, and this is a brand of N12 GmbH, together with my German co-founder Ulrich. So we started after COVID, when a lot of people started moving to Germany. The main reason for starting MyRelocator is that we see that people need a lot of support during that time, mainly in the relocation area. Then, because of the recent changes in the immigration laws, and with the introduction of opportunity card visas, we see that we are getting a lot of requests from international professionals through LinkedIn and via our website with help for finding jobs in Germany. As me and my business partner had experience in working with recruiting, both in India and Germany, then we also started providing services, recruiting services to German companies, but not just the normal recruiting services. We are connecting trained talent to German companies. And one of the main initiatives which we are doing right now is that we train opportunity card visa holders and connect them to German companies. But as a company, we focus on specifically software engineers from India, and then move to different branches later.
It's a tough work that you have, because on one side, we keep hearing people saying that, or the politicians saying, hey, we need more people. We need to bring more people to Germany. But the reality is, once you are here, the integration process, it's a little bit more complicated. So once a company has already gathered or get a new hire, staying here is the next step. And this is also a big problematic. How do you see this?
Do you mean the integration part, right?
Exactly. The staying here. What does a company need in order not only to hire people, but also to make them stay in Germany or in their own company?
So what we tell our clients is that, you know, hiring someone is just step one. Retention is the real challenge. We have seen many brilliant engineers leave not because of performance issues, but because no one thought through the integration. So what we recommend companies is to, for example, you know, provide them language and mentorship support. And most important is that they train their teams in cultural collaboration and offer clear career growth opportunities. What we see, what we really recommend German companies is that, you know, see the international hiring as a structured strategic initiative and not an experiment. And it's not a side project. It should be treated as a structured strategic initiative. And we see, clearly see that the companies who approach international hiring like this and invest in integration, is they have higher retention.
Retention, it is a key word. And retention is one of the reasons why, or I maybe it is my understanding that the part of the integration and the retention, it's not really inside of the mind of the people, the companies that are hiring people. Because somehow, I don't know if they don't think as far as that, or is it a given that people that come to Germany want to stay in Germany. You already pointed out mentorship. Mentorship is a very good point to start doing this. Learn the German language. What has it been for you on a personal level, something that you would recommend for the people who are already here, that are having this questioning about staying here or going back, or they haven't feel really integrated into the German culture?
I think that Germany is a great country with a lot of opportunities for international professionals. And when you are coming from a different country, especially from a non-EU country, we have to accept that things would be very different from our home country. I think it starts with the acceptance. And also we have to also accept that every country has their own challenges and also positive stuff. I think it starts with the acceptance, because then we will be able to navigate those challenges in a much better way. So literally, we shift from a mentality of solving the problems in front than just getting worried about that problem. Yeah. So this is a starting point, I would say. And then when you come to Germany, I think it's the most important thing is that you need to find your community, because feeling isolated is a big problem we see in the community a lot. And when you find your community, get connected to other people, you will get a lot of help.
I think that is one of the key points, especially we're recording this on a beautiful autumn day, and you think, oh, this is great, but then tomorrow is going to be raining, and then depression sort of kicks in, and you do have also like a first aid kit for depression moments, say having a playlist that lifts your spirits up, making a mood board of something that you love, something like to really get a first aid kit for yourself, knowing that weirdly enough, this shall pass too. At some point, sun will also come out, especially for people who have never been in this kind of winters. I know I haven't. I come from Mexico and my first winters were horrible. And I still suffer. Even 14 years in Germany, I still suffer for it. But maybe, you know, find a nice place. Find your community is, I would say, definitely one of the biggest things. But also find the best coffee shop in town where you can feel at home.
Yes.
Because yeah. once you get yeah, there yeah. And people see you and say like, oh, the same as yesterday, you're like, yes, I got in my third place. I'm so happy. It is. But of course, challenges come along, and also from the German side. What are the key challenges from a perspective of a German company in order of hiring people into their company?
This is a very interesting topic for us as a company. So one of the biggest challenges, one of the patterns we see with companies is that, specifically German companies, is that they are following a hope strategy, which means many companies are essentially just hoping that their local recruiting efforts will eventually work. But this is not a short-term problem. It's a structural problem. And we all know the numbers, because the report shows tens of thousands of unfilled vacancies. And behind those numbers is a real business problem. For example, imagine you have secured funding, you are ready to scale, but your crucial AI engineer role stays unfilled for months. And this is a reality for many founders and businesses. But at the same time, we have to also think from a German company's perspective. When a German company starts thinking about hiring globally, let's say from India, so they often have very understandable concerns. The most common things we hear are like, where do we even start? And how can we be even sure we are getting the right candidates? And will cultural differences cause problems in teamwork? How do we handle visas, relocation, and all the bureaucracy? And finally, how do we actually integrate people once they arrive? And these are all valid concerns. And if companies try to solve them alone, it can be overwhelming. At the same time, this is a huge opportunity for German companies. And with the right recruitment partner, German companies can solve this challenge and really benefit from the global talent. For example, if they have a recruitment partner who knows both countries, who can audit their hiring strategy, tap into trusted networks of talent in the other country, and get support in evaluating the candidates and navigate the visa and relocation process, then I think that the German companies can solve this problem very well and hire global talent and integrate them very effectively.
And this is basically what your company helps to do. And as an international, creating a new company in Germany wasn't easy. Tell us a little bit about your journey into creating this company.
I was fortunate that I had a German co-founder. It solves a lot of challenges for you as an international founder in terms of navigating the bureaucracy, in terms of marketing and sales, because there are a lot of cultural aspects that comes into play when you're in the marketing and sales area. So when you have a German co-founder, you can, a lot of challenges are solved in that way. Yeah. At the same time, I personally believe that not only for the international founders, in general for the founders in Germany, a lot of things has to be, lots of things must improve, especially as you know, the bureaucratic procedures to start a company in Germany. At the same time, Germany offers lots of potential for international founders. And if we have the patience to navigate the systems, and if you're lucky to have a German co-founder, then you are in a much better position.
Bureaucracy. It's sort of the synonym for Germany and the paperwork. I still love the idea that in Germany, we still use the fax. Fax is still a thing. And it is something that, I don't know, it's so weird. It is such a weird thing to say nowadays, 2025. In Germany, we're still using fax. And sometimes you even get a faster answer if you send something per fax as if you send an email. But those are these little quirky things about the culture. And at the end of the day, this is also one of the reasons why we are migrating. And as you said before, we just have to know that we're getting into a new culture and we have to be also patient with the new culture. So Kesh, thank you so much for being with us. Please tell us, how can we find you? How can we... if someone is interested in hiring people, how can they find MyRelocator?
So the best way to connect directly with me is LinkedIn. And so I'm available on LinkedIn. If you just type Sukesh Das, you can see my profile. And for anybody who needs any help from our company, then please visit myrelocator.de. And we will find all the contact details to get in touch with us.
Perfect. Sounds amazing. Thank you so much, Sukesh, for this time. And we'll keep in touch. And here you have a platform for whatever you need in the future.
Thanks again for having me.
Plus 49. Ask a German.
For this week's Ask a German, we have actually a question from someone in Cologne who asked, why do Germans care so much about rules and precision, even for the smallest thing? And here is the answer.
Ah, yes, the million-euro question. And honestly, it's one every expat wonders at some point, usually while filling out their 15th form for something that seemed simple. But here's the secret. For Germans, rules are not about control. They're about fairness. They make life predictable, which in turn makes it more equal. If everyone follows the same rules, everyone knows what to expect. It's also a sign of reliability. When a train says it leaves at 8:02, people plan their day around that 8:02. It's a small detail, but multiplied across a whole country, it keeps things running smoothly.